The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
We have in studio the boss of the award-winning Dubray Books. She be Maria Dickinson.
Indeed. Good morning. We're good very morning. Proud of our Bray team at the moment who because won the Bray Chamber Retailer of the Year Awards on Friday night.
So now, Maria, as usual, we have asked you to come and suggest 10 books for Christmas, but as usual, we have to do it in 7 minutes.
We're going to do a whirlwind through.
Well, what you're going to do, ideally, is give me your top three, because then we'll bang the rest of the list up onto the Today FM website, because of the top three, there are three that you say is still your
Number one. Are three, and three we're going to give away as well, but more of that in a minute. I'm delighted to say that we have created a bestseller this year, Conal, because one of the best-selling business book in Ireland this year is a former Sunday Business Show book of the month, which was Timothy Ferris's Tools of Titans, which was hugely successful.
You love that one, because I'm reading my notes here. You are a big fan.
It's, yeah, great book, very easy to dip into. I was thinking about it. Really is kind of a tapas book. You know, you dip in if you want a little taste of this, a little sort of, you know, motivation when you're down, a little bit of inspiration when you need it. He has a new one, hot off the press, just hit the shelves, Tribe of Mentors, which we're going to be giving away, which is very much the same thing. So advice from people in the business world, in the arts world, sports world, world of religion, on how to get through your day in a most positive way.
And you said to me when you were on last that you actually apply his teachings to your business.
Very much so. I mean, there really is something for every occasion, every challenge you might face, every opportunity you might face in these books. They're really fantastic. So definitely recommend that. That is number
Tribe
one.
Tribe of Mentors.
Tribe of Mentors by Timothy Ferris. I don't unfortunately apply his 4-hour work week yet, but I'm working on that.
The second one.
Number two, and this may well be number one by the time December is out, is Richard Branson's Finding My Virginity. Fantastic business autobiography. Obviously, Losing My Virginity was his sort of seminal work. And this is a great big romp of a business book. You know, he's so flamboyant, he's so playful. Talks a lot about Virgin Galactic and his aspirations there. So great fun.
Can I tell you a little bit of me story about Richard Branson? Back in the day, I used to be the business correspondent in RTE. Mm-hmm. He used to take my phone calls. He was living on a houseboat on the Thames, and he was very early stages. He was just starting out, and he was nuts for publicity. And I would phone him on a Friday evening when things weren't happening in Ireland, and he would take the call. He was such a gentleman.
Brilliant, yeah. And he still has that touch, I think. Yeah. You know, he's absolute maestro in the business world, and it's very positive. He doesn't pull any punches, actually. He's interesting on Trump and Brexit as well. You know, there are some fairly sharp corners in there,
too. Don't think he likes them.
I don't think he does, no.
Okay. So that's two. Finding My Virginity from Richard Branson.
Indeed. Now, number three, I'm actually going to sneak in two books here because I have to. They're two really good management books. And one, I just want to give a shout out to Bob Lee, also a Team SBS member, Trust Rules. This is his management book that we talked about earlier in the year.
And which he sent me.
Did he? I couldn't tell you how many copies I've given it away. I can never have a copy in my house because I've always given it to someone, which
but
is a good sign.
Selling them. Dubray Books sell books.
We sell lots of it too, which has been fantastic. But if you want good, sound management advice for how to keep your staff engaged and motivated, couldn't recommend this highly enough. And also, just to sneak in, Simon Sinek. You might remember when I was a fresh-faced Team SBS, or I came on and talked about his book Start With Why, which is still one of my favourite books
in the
business world.
Do you read all of these books?
As many as I can, Conal. Not as many as I'd like, but as many as I can.
But you've got book stores to read, not just business books. And you actually make time for business books.
I do. I try to, certainly. I mean, I try and read as broadly as I can. It's very important in the business that you keep yourself fresh and
the good news is you've got two more minutes.
Two more minutes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I might talk a little bit more about Leaders Eat Last, the Simon Sinek. What's interesting in this book is there is a good chunk in it on managing millennials, which obviously as the workplace changes is very important. He's very sympathetic to the generation, talks a lot about social media, about how excellent they are at multitasking. And I know, you know, a lot of managers maybe from different generations might struggle with engaging millennials. So that's super. I can definitely recommend that.
Michael Cawley, formerly of Ryanair, was at the ISME annual conference and he gave a 45-minute address about that. And if it is recorded, and I can't remember if it is, it may be up on the ISME website. It is well worth a view.
Very good. Let's have a look at that.
He gave it both barrels of the shot. Now, let me put it to you. And he was very nice. He said, when they are ready to manage, let them manage. But until then, he be the manager. That was a pricey of 45 minutes. And another one.
Oh, I get to sneak another one in. Okay, yeah. I'm going to do a quick one for Talk Like TED, which has sold phenomenally well. And so many of us in the business world now have to give presentations, be it, you know, Sunday morning on the Sunday Business Show or job interviews
Very
or so
easy.
On. Yeah. Pleasure. This is the 9 public speaking secrets of the world's top minds. My favourite being when Bill Gates did a TED talk on one of his charities talking about malaria. And
Bill Gates is not a very inspiring speaker.
No, but get this. This is in the chapter Use Jaw-Dropping Moments. And he was there and he was holding a little glass jar talking about malaria. And he said, listen, I'm just going to open this jar. Full of mosquitoes, because I really don't see why the poor people should be the only ones who have to deal with this fear.
All right, that's the only thing, yeah.
Lets them go. Oh, absolute. And then, of course, he says, listen, these are not malaria-riddled mosquitoes. But he got the audience scared, engaged, really big moment. So it's really good advice, not all quite so dramatic for positive public speaking.
And to be fair to him, I think malaria is almost gone, thanks to him, yeah?
He's done some incredible work, yeah. Very positive. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And a final one?
Final. I'll get more.
That's before I give the book winners. Which I have in front of me.
Adam Grant's Originals. This is how nonconformists change the world. So basically talking about people who come out with their big ideas. What's interesting is they're not always the people who are the young go-getters. He says procrastinators can be some of the best game changers because they let ideas simmer. And yeah. They work through those doubts
and
they bring them out. One thing that's interesting is this. He says one of the best indicators for business success is the browser that you use.
Oh.
So if you use Firefox or Chrome, you're much more likely to succeed than if you use Safari or Internet Explorer. But just because you've gone to that simple little step of downloading that something that might be that little bit better. So I don't know if listeners are happy or sad to hear that, but an interesting one.
We have winners. We have three winners. Super. We have the winners of your books are Eilish Quaid of Parteen in County Clare, Andy Hennessy of Kerr in County Tipperary, and Michael Shovlin of Strandhill Road in Sligo. That's right around the country. How about that?
So, very good.
And they will find, first of all of the books will be up on, the book list will be up on our Today FM website.
And you'll find them on dubraybooks.ie, and we have a special discount code for Team SBS folk. Which is SBS12. You can use that on the business books, and also if you want to do a big Christmas shop, you can do that too. Free shipping over.
And
to
as I always say about Dubray staff, they are so nice. Nice people. So thank you very much as usual, Maria, for joining us.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.